This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council is seeking volunteers to help with the upcoming point-in-time count. Twice each year, Western Dairyland works with local homeless shelters and community organizations to count the number of unsheltered individuals living in Eau Claire, Buffalo, Trumbull, and Jackson counties. Jeannie Sem is the Housing Services Program Manager at Western Dairyland. She says while the method of tracking the unhoused population isn't perfect, it's the best available way to show local, state, and federal government agencies how much help they need.
We know they're out there. We want to be able to show, you know, the funders in the world of housing and homelessness that we definitely need support in our communities. And so this is the best way of doing it. It's not a great way of doing it at all. It's flawed. We're not going to find everybody this way, but it is. It's currently the only way of doing it.
The point-in-time count will take place on January 28th. The organizations will spend about a week conducting a post-count survey of the data before verifying the results in early March. The data collected will also be included in the annual homelessness assessment report, which is provided to Congress and the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Last January's point-in-time count found only 34 unsheltered individuals, partly because especially cold temperatures allowed local shelters to accept an overflow of people. Sem says that while the point-in-time count doesn't officially include those individuals, the shelter data is also reported to those federal agencies.
So we also report to HUD the number of people in shelter that night. So they are getting a picture of not only those who are unsheltered, but also those who have no housing and are staying like at our local Sojourner House or any of our other shelters in town.
Sem says a little over 50 volunteers have already signed up for the point-in-time count, but they're hoping for around 80 to 90. Anyone interested in volunteering can sign up on the Western Dairyland website. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a new executive order extending his declaration of an energy emergency in the state. According to a press release on Friday, Governor Evers initially declared the energy emergency in December due to persistent supply challenges caused by pipeline disruptions and the high demand for residential heating fuel like heating oil and propane during the winter. According to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, a number of energy suppliers had reported difficulty obtaining the products locally, forcing them to go further to get them and contributing to increased delays. The new executive order will replace the one Governor Evers signed in December, which waived certain state and federal hours of service and weight limit restrictions for suppliers. The goal was to allow those suppliers to catch up following the pipeline disruptions and weather-related delays. Under the new executive order, the waiver will remain in effect until February 2nd or until suppliers no longer need to drive those longer distances to keep up with the demand for residential heating fuels, whichever is shorter. As respiratory virus activity ticks up with the winter, some Wisconsin counties are working to expand access to flu tests. Local health departments are stocking public health vending machines with free flu and COVID-19 tests, providing residents with an easy way to manage their own health. According to a WPR report, officials say the goal of the free tests is to help people figure out what treatment to seek when they're feeling sick while limiting the potential spread of the virus. Flu cases have surged across the country following the holiday season, with the CDC reporting Wisconsin is among 45 states with high or very high flu activity. The public health vending machines typically dispense items like Narcan, fentanyl test strips, and hygiene products. They become increasingly common across Wisconsin, with many funded by a national legal settlement against drug manufacturers, distributors, and pharmacies over their role in the opioid crisis. In addition to the respiratory virus test kits, some of the public health vending machines are also now offering residents winter supplies like hats and gloves. The school district of Altoona has officially authorized a ballot referendum for the spring election. According to a press release, the district's Board of Education voted to approve a $15.6 million referendum proposal at its meeting on Wednesday. The referendum funding would support construction projects aimed at addressing critical repair and replacement needs. Those repairs would include interior and exterior work on the main campus buildings, as well as the replacement of major mechanical equipment systems. The spring election will be held on April 7th. The Dunn County Sheriff's Office will launch a new communication system for incarcerated individuals in the detention center next month. According to a press release, the new system, through a Texas-based company called NCIC Inmate Communications, will officially launch on February 9th, providing access to wall-mounted phones and secure tablets for things like phone calls and video visitation, as well as educational and rehabilitative programming. More information on how families and friends can fund a prepaid account through the system is available at ncic.com. The Children's Museum of Eau Claire is expanding its library membership program to reach more rural areas of western Wisconsin. According to a Leader Telegram report, the expansion gives patrons of 12 other libraries access to the library membership program. The program seeks to share more educational opportunities with rural communities and allow people to check out a membership card at their local library to access services through the Children's Museum of Eau Claire. Officials are also hoping it encourages those residents to visit other Eau Claire locations. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced two new options for license plates. According to agency officials, the new blackout and butter yellow license plate designs are now available for purchase. Residents interested in buying the plates will need to pay a $15 fee upfront and $25 annually. Adding personal characters to the license plate will also cost an additional $15 a year. The fees for the plates will go to support the state's transportation fund, with officials expecting them to generate over $25 million over the next 3 years. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for Thursday night's road game at Penn State. Tip-off time 6 p.m. Wisconsin with a four-game winning streak after beating Rutgers 96-87 before a packed house in Madison. Nick Boyd had 32 points and 9 assists. Head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously, Nick Boyd was really good. Thought his ability to attack specifically against that defense, we were going to have people break him down. Obviously, like I said, a really good 20 in the first and get figured out for the second 20, so we need to be much better than that.
And the Wisconsin women's team with a dramatic 94-92 win in double overtime over Oregon last night. Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton.
You know, we don't talk about this a lot, but we've got four players in that starting lineup that haven't played in the Power 5 level before. Couldn't be more proud of them, but I'm more proud of them for that locker room than I am the scoreboard tonight.
That's the Badgers head coach Robin Pinchton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little blowing snow right away this morning, then mostly sunny today and cold. Our high today only 2 above, and that wind out of the west at around 5 to 15 is going to keep that wind chill below zero through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 6 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 10. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 9 below.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.